Richard Kingsmore with you on 2020. I'm going to be speaking to the singer from this band, Jake Taylor, in just a moment. This is the Byron Bay Band in Heart's Wake. They've been going since 2006. They haven't put out an album since Ark in 2017. But the new album is so ambitious. It's a record called Kali Yuga. The title of the record is actually a Hindu concept, which we'll go into in just a moment. But the band wanted to make this album completely carbon neutral. And they went to huge lengths to make that happen. So Jake Taylor from In Heart's Wake is going to join us shortly.
2020, the world of new music.
Okay, In Heart's Wake have a brand new album, and to talk about it, their singer, Jake Taylor, joins us right now on Triple J. Jake, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How are you doing today?
Very well. Now listen, there's so much to talk about with this new album from In Heart's Wake. I guess the title is as good a place as any to start. So, Kali Yuga, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, Kali Yuga. Yeah, it's a very dense topic. Said by the Hindu ancients that it would be the fourth age, and it is the fourth and current age we are experiencing as humankind right now. And it's an age where we would experience oppression, cruelty, fear, really, really big and full on things that would, you know, bring about disease, destruction. And I mean, if we look at 2020 or even last year with the climate crisis coming to a head and what has birthed out of that, we are experiencing just so much as the human race right now. And this title really encapsulated what we were going through when we were writing this record, which was back in September, and when we recorded it, in the bushfires just broke out, and we weren't to know what was going to happen this year. But Kali Yuga speaks of an age where we have to face all of this stuff.
How long does this age supposedly last for?
Thousands. They're thousands of years. I mean, thousands of years these ages run for. It's not really down to the specific year that it clicks over.
And we've been in this for a while. Then this is not new. It wasn't sort of like something which clicked over 10 years ago or something.
No, it's a couple thousand years. It's the Iron Age, the Dense Age. So, you know, Industrial Revolution, humanity really learning how to cultivate fire and all the amazing things that it has, you know, it's created for us. But we've also become a little wiser than we would have imagined. And you know, the clever ape, the monkey mind, so to speak, we've almost forgotten the bigger forces that be. So the ancients foretold of this age, and here we are right now, and we're in it.
Do the ancients foresee us coming out of this age? I know it's thousands of years away, but is there an upturn, or is this basically the degradation of humankind and the planet?
Well, with degradation, I'd like to think of it as if it were the seasons, the four seasons. So let's imagine it to be the winter. And with winter, we have a recession. We have, you know, things, they fall away. But spring will come. It's cyclical. It goes around. Now, to say that we're around to see the spring, that I cannot say. I mean, no one can say that. That's kind of up to us. That's up to humanity, I really believe, to see, do we want to be a part of this? Because nothing's going to come and save us. It's up to us to really save ourselves.
Okay. So some pretty heavy ideas behind this. And you were saying, I think you were saying to us a couple of months ago, were you in Malibu when the fires hit California as well?
I was living in Venice and watching those fires rage across the mountain and really come across. It was like staring at Mordor. I'd never seen anything quite like it, the sheer power and force of nature like that. And having the ash fall down upon me for days was just was a kind of a wake-up call, really.
And what process was the making of this record? Had you already started songwriting by that stage?
Yes. We were a couple tracks in, and the fire really came to the doorstep and really made me ask a lot of questions, metaphorically, symbolically.
So obviously the fire imagery, because as you said, then of course Australia was hit really hard over the summer months. You must have felt like, wow, this is certainly foretelling.
Yeah, it was very scary. It was prophetic in a way, and also really, we felt really humbled by what was happening. And we wrote a song called Worldwide Suicide, which was just the frustration and urgency we were feeling of, we have this window to act upon, and yet it seems like there's so much complacency that we're not really addressing this. And so that came out in this song, saying, is this what we want? Is this what we're headed for? You know, why, how could we want this? And then, I mean, you bridge to the bushfires, and then out of the bushfires, we come into the virus that shall not be named. And it seemed even more prophetic.
It's dying from the inside. It's the one for lullaby. It's the final kiss goodnight. It's the worldwide suicide. Worldwide suicide.
Just speaking of climate as well, which is obviously a subject matter that you kind of have written about on this record, and it's hard to ignore when you're talking about the deterioration of the planet. You were actually last year, were you in New York City when Greta Thunberg made the speech in New York City? Because Crisis, which is the first moment of Kaliyuga, actually I didn't recognise it, but I read about it, that you've actually sampled her voice in that track.
Yeah, I was there with the march. Ignorant me had no idea that Greta was even leading the march. I was just a part of this amazing procession of people. It was so powerful to be there. And when we all ended up at the park at the end, everyone was like, oh, Greta's here, Greta's here. And I just pulled out my voice recorder on my phone because it just felt like this moment, capturing the voices of people talking. And Greta, yeah, delivered this speech. 2 weeks later, I was in the studio, pulled out that speech, and we turned it into a track called Crisis.
What was the speech like?
The elders that were around me, the way that they were voicing it back to me was, it was like being at a Martin Luther King moment that they could recount, of this amazing energy within a crowd and something being transmitted through a being that was almost, it was beyond the individual itself. It was quite a powerful moment.
This is an emergency.
In Heart's Wake have a brand new album. It is called Kaliyuga. Their singer, Jake Taylor, is with us on Triple J. Let's play a piece from the record. There's plenty more to talk about. I want to talk about how you recorded this record as well, because it's been completely carbon offset, but we'll get into the details of that in just a moment. So let's play this. You've been hearing it on Triple J. This is new music from In Heart's Wake, a track called Hellbringer.
I let parents explain to me, well, I let my teenager listen to rock music, well, that's all he'll listen to. Let me tell you, so the lyrics to real rock music is nothing more than satanic cyanide.
In there, the lyrics reverberate, are you afraid of what you don't know? Is that a message especially for the leaders, or for just basically everyone on the planet right now?
I think it can be taken a number of ways. For sure the leaders, for sure a lot of the status quo that perhaps judge a book by its cover. The metal scene in general goes unnoticed in the underground, and it's seen as the devil's music a lot of the time. But in fact, there's a lot of positivity, a voice for change that has been birthed through the punk hardcore metal scene. So this track really speaks to that.
Let's talk about the carbon offsetting, the measures that you took. Obviously, what you've been talking about, it's wise words, words worth sharing, but action, of course, is something that people need to do if they're going to sort of, you know, claim to be concerned about the planet. And it sounds like In Heart's Wake went to extraordinary measures to make sure that you were carbon neutral with the recording of this record.
Yeah, it was extremely challenging. For the most part, our adventure to do this, this was more an experiment for us to see, to be accountable and to see the areas in which we could do better in. And through that journey, yeah, we recorded every outlet. We had to count the lights, the miles that were driven, the airplanes. Like, there was just so much, so many little things, and even the freight of the drumsticks and guitar strings were things we had to look into as we dove deeper. And we're able to work with a carbon consultant who we've now we've hired her, and we've called her our Earth accountant. And we've put all this into a carbon calculator, and it churned out a carbon footprint, which we have offset in Western Australia on our First Nations land, which helps this biodiverse corridor so the animals can come back, the soil regeneration, all of that. It's got so many co-benefits. So it's been a journey. It really has. And now looking, if I were to do it again, it's actually knowing all the areas, it would be a lot easier.
Okay, right. Well, yeah, no, I could imagine. It must have been exhausting.
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming because it's constantly looking over your shoulder. Where are the blind spots? What have we missed? But I don't want to say exhausting. I guess just the mystery of what else do we have to capture and how can we calculate? Like I said, now knowing the blueprint, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah. You actually equated it to be 26.37 tons of CO2 was the carbon footprint for making this record. The packaging that you've gone into, especially for the vinyl, is really interesting as well, because you've actually pressed the vinyl on calcium-based eco-plastic. Do you know much about the science behind calcium-based eco-plastic? Impress me with what you know about it, because I know nothing.
Well, I've had to learn I'm learning all this as I go along. I'm absolutely no expert either. This is just the curious artist trying to discover solutions and ways to do things better. So from what I understand, it's just a way less harmful version of these pellets that are used for general vinyl. And those pellets are from like a huge plastic pollutant, which comes out of Thailand from this factory that equates to some of the worst toxicity in the environment as far as plastic goes. So I didn't know about that. All the vinyl that I do have were contributing to that. So this calcium-based one is the much better option, as well as we have a vinyl variant that was created all from melted down previous vinyls that either they were overstocked or hadn't sold. So that's another way of just recycling it as well. It's got no plastic, not shrink wrapped in plastic. So we developed this Obi strip that went around it to hold the vinyl in, and used with vegan inks, recycled cardboard, and it was, you know, offset in its shipping, as well as all of the process that went into creating the vinyl itself in the factory was all powered through biofuel as well.
You must feel very proud to kind of hold it and have a clear conscience.
I do feel really proud to hold it. It has been quite a journey, of one of which I didn't know if there was. You know, I didn't know if there was an end in sight. It's really just, there's the mountain. I'd love to climb it. I don't know if I have the gear, but I've got a will to learn. So let's just give it a go. That's kind of how it's been with this.
Jake Taylor from In Heart's Wake with us on Triple J. Of course, you know, the world is very much an online experience now. You've even gone to the extent of, if people watch your video for Worldwide Suicide online, you've equated how many views on YouTube, and I think you've come up with a formula of you want to plant a tree for every 1,000 views on YouTube of that video itself, and you've actually committed to that, and you've done some tree planting along those lines?
Correct. Yeah, I think the video is probably up to about, I think it's 315,000.
More than that, 324 views, as far as I can see.
thank you. 324,000. So we've gone ahead and we planted 1,100 trees on release week, just to get, not only get ahead of it, but just to do our best. The number over 1,000 really felt right. We did it with our friends and family. And so that really, it was, we've honored that pledge and double it, if not more. And I'd love to do more tree planting in the future.
With all of this, Jake, do you ever feel like there's a gotcha moment? Like, do you feel like, you know, people are kind of waiting for you to make a false step or to miss something? Because obviously you're so diligent with what you've done so far. Do you kind of feel like, you know, there's a weight of expectation from people to kind of analyze? And because a lot of people do feel guilty that they don't do much to help the planet, they're kind of looking at you, trying to bring you down a little bit. Do you ever get that vibe?
Yeah, for sure. There's always going to be a, you know, the 1%, the 10%. There's always going to be something that's going to happen. That's part of stepping into any spotlight for whatever you advocate for. I really do believe that. And it's being able to navigate that, not to shut it down, but to listen to that conversation, understand where it's coming from. And perhaps it can actually be helpful. You know, perhaps we've actually missed some things, and we definitely have. There's been plenty of things that have come forth that we didn't foresee. And people are scared to do anything because they'll get shut down. And it's like, you know, how can you ever learn to walk or run as a child if you never felt? It's, you know, we have to really look at that and be aware of that.
Jake, I want to talk a bit more about the music as well, because obviously all of this stuff is really interesting to kind of talk about, but it's sort of taking away a little bit from the actual art of what you create. So I want to just pinpoint a little track on the record called Iron Dice, because it's interesting in that it features your father doing some guest vocals. So let me just play the section of the song, which actually has your father, Randy, singing, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about it. So that is Iron Dice, one of the moments from In Heart's Wake. And that's actually Randy, who is the father of Jake Taylor, the singer from In Heart's Wake. Do you know who he reminded me of in that little section of the track? He sounds like Bon Scott screaming.
Nice. Well, Randy is in a band called Mass Appeal. They were quite profound in the late 80s and 90s. So, yeah, Randy and I spoke, about doing this together. And we recorded it in my bedroom when we got back to Australia. And he hadn't screamed in a good 10 or so years. And he was one of the people that inspired me to pick up a microphone and give it a go. When I was 11 years old, I watched him play supporting Henry Rollins with Black Flag. And that experience really shaped and just galvanized so much in me to really express that same thing. So here in my bedroom, hadn't yelled in 10 or so years, picking up that microphone and watching him connect with that part of himself was just really powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you actually did get to see Mass Appeal as a kid, and that was like a turning point for you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he snuck me in through the back to watch side stage, and watching him, you know, he's a very calm and amazingly giving guy, you know, and then seeing him on a stage go absolutely crazy with people with all kinds of colors of hair and lengths, just shaking it, going everywhere at 11 years old was just like, whoa. Where did this come from? And I want to be a part of this. So yeah, he taught me to scream.
Yeah, well, and scream you do on In Heart's Wake's material. And one more song I just want to quickly pinpoint as well, which I think is a pretty important moment from this record. It's a track called Crossroads. Before we hear part of it, can you just sort of set up Crossroads and the recording and writing of this one?
I was living in LA with my partner at the time. She had just landed a huge role in an American TV show. So we moved over to America, living in LA, and it was like trading, you know, the forests and the natural world that I'm so used to for a concrete jungle, and really being there and supporting her for her dream. And in the process, I had learned a lot about myself, and it came to a point, a crossroads, where we both had to acknowledge that we needed to go our separate ways for me to follow this record back to Australia and her to be an actress and stick with that. And we wrote this song together in about 48 hours. We just poured what we were feeling, and it happened to be our last night, like together, you know, in the flesh before we went our separate ways.
And is she actually singing with you on this track?
She is. Yes, most certainly is. We co-wrote it together, and it was a powerful collaboration. And we're both so stoked in it. And I hope we get to make another song at some point together again.
All right, let's just hear a part of it right now.
Wake me up, I'm on.
Crossroads featuring Georgia Flood there from the In Heart's Wake record, Kali Yuga. And Jake Taylor from In Heart's Wake has been hanging out with us on Triple J, talking about the making of this record, the fifth album for the band. So let's play a track in full now from the record. It's a song called Moving On, which is another really powerful moment from the release. What was going through your head when you kind of wrote this one?
This one's lyrically, it's a bit of a throwback to the lyrics that inspired our first record, Divination. So there's a few that offer a different perspective on the lyrics, as well as just getting back in touch with what matters, really remembering our way forward as a band, coming back together after a few years apart. And this was the song that was released just on the dawn of Kali Yuga's release. And that really felt like a bit of hope and a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I know you guys did take a break after all the touring that you did after the first four records. Do you feel stronger as a band now for that break?
Oh yeah, for sure. We had a chance to really look at the perspective of all the things that we wanted to do better. It's just the way we were touring, the sustainability of it, the waste, and also just the music and the message, realigning and re-putting that fire beneath it. And I'm so glad we took that time off.
Okay. Jake, congratulations with everything you've done with this record, and also good luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time to talk and to share the journey of learning. Thanks, man.
The World of New Music with Richard Kingsmill.